Yo, what up? It's Donut, and you tuning in to all your Illuminati news. Make sure you smash that like button as you join. We gonna go over a lot of stuff happening. Uh-oh, you hear that? I got the video playing. 1 second. Yeah, so this, first off, this thumbnail is 100% accurate. That's not a real eclipse, but it is spooky looking. And something with thumbnails is the name of the game. Clickbait is the name of the game. That's what the mainstream media uses. And if you want to get your message out there, yeah, you got to learn how to marketing and all that. That's kind of what memetic warfare is all about, and how people like Elon and Trump rose to power through marketing, social media, which is the new television, as radio was the old television and newspapers were the old television, pushing the fear. Going back to the newspapers of the, the Jack the Ripper. Jack the Ripper newspapers were out there right when the newspaper press was being released, pushing the fear. And that was all ritualistic killings and slaughterings of the five women. The five is the pentagram for Venus and whatnot. So something strange is about to happen. Something strange has been happening. It's October. We got a ton of October surprises. The Earth experiencing two eclipses this month. One on the 14th. And one on the 28th, which is Billy Gatesy birthday. Can y'all hear me okay? Let's get wicked smart. Hello, Melanie. Hey, Judy. What up? Me Magic. Don. Hola. We're going to get into it. We're coming up on the next ritual. We're coming up on So When. The elites do things on these astrological alignments. And I mean, here's a little clip of The Economist magazine showing that real quick. Markets totally collapse. A lot of people will pass away because of that, because it'll bring utter chaos to the world. And here's the 2020 Economist magazine. As you can see, they got the tactical nuke right there at the top. New edition of 2022. It looks like one big nuke. And that's probably what's going to happen. There's probably going to be some sort of tactical nuke event. So you can see through this Rothschild Economist magazine, they've been priming us through the symbolism. This symbolism of this is not only the occult calendar wheel, but it also does look like a tactical nuclear thing. As you can see right here on the selected is America divided, TikTok, China, the best president, Biden with the melted face and the balls on his chin, and the nuke at the top. So they're showing us what's happening through the magazines, through the media, through the simulacrum. Through the simulacrum. What is the simulacrum? That is the television and radio shows. The radio shows, reality shows, I mean, not radio shows. The reality TV in the billboards, they're watching us. Like in the movie They Live, they watch us. So we imitate Andrew Tate, imitate the simulation of the Matrix. Yes. So we got these two eclipses, and astrologers say that this is why everybody's feeling crazy. Put a one in the comment if you've been feeling crazy. I know I've been feeling a little off this last week or so. But the elites do things to these astrological alignments. As Usher birthday was on the portal 10/14. And when this Yom Kippur celebration, not celebration, but Yom Kippur 50-year celebration, took place October 7th when all this war stuff has been popping off. It's all about the 50. It's all about this 50, the Jubilee, the Exorcist celebrating its 50th year, the 50th state, Hawaii, goes up in the flames. Las Vegas 50th birthday of the LVPD. They arrest Tupac's killer during the 50th anniversary of hip hop. All this 50 stuff is pointing to a jubilee, which goes into economic resets. And there's even the X that could wipe out 50 million X. Now, this is the way I look at the simulacrum, how it works. I think everything happens simultaneously to really get the programming into your brain. And this can go into Mountain Dew, Code Red, right? Before the crazy event happened on 9/11, where they issued the Code Red system. And they all the priming and predictive programming happening. This happens in the simulacrum, and it's happening now with mosquitoes. The mosquitoes are all over. Bad Bunny's talking about it. It's in the news as we're coming up on Billy Bob's birthday. So let me play a clip real quick. On the simulacrum. Or a simulacrum to the second power. Reality TV took over MTV, VH1, and all television programming on purpose. It was no accident. It creates a hyper reality, a copy of the real thing. Keeping Up with the Kardashians is a reality TV show of an ideal image that the people in power put in your psyche and the psyche of the masses. In the beginning of the movie The Matrix, Neo has a copy of Jean Baudrillard's book from 1981, Simulacra and Simulation. The Matrix is an example of the book Neo hides his stuff in. The book starts with a... So that's what it is. That's what reality TV is all about. And this mosquito, all these rare cases are showing up all over in Pasadena and whatnot. At the exact same time, Bad Bunny wearing the checkerboard floor on the checkerboards. This is all symbolism, and that's what we're looking at. We're looking at symbolism and pattern recognition and the Illuminati bloodlines of the people in the simulacrum, like the Jenner Kardashian clans, and the astrology and the dates and the geomancy and the ley lines and all that as well. But SNL, Saturday Night Live promo, has Kendall Jenner mosquito video with Bad Bunny. Oh my goodness, my kitty cat is going crazy right now. He going wild. You can see him up there. Whoa. He's going wild over here. I talk about the Kardashians and he goes wild for the Kardashians. But Saturday Night Live will be celebrating its 50th jubilee during the 24 Paris Olympics, which goes into symbolism as well. But right now, Bad Bunny be killing mosquitoes on air. Oh, wow. So amazing. Yeah, that wasn't planned, though, right? No, it's real. There's no mosquito there. What a brave soul. What a brave soul. And then he posted this, Bad Bunny posting this to IG stories, telling Kendall, Miami, be careful with the mosquitoes. And this is all coming up before Billy Bob's birthday, October 28th, who is warning everybody about the mosquitoes for a while now, that they're the most dangerous things on the planet. Now, this is how the simulacrum works, by manipulating the minds, hitting people on so many different levels. Just like last year when Elon was acquiring Twitter, the bird, right? The Bluebird, which goes into mind control operations, Project Bluebird. Twitter purchased it, or it acquired it. He was in those talks and acquired it right before, the day before Bill Gates's birthday. I'd like to notate that. But on April 14th, so you got this bird in the news, the birds aren't real, was trending, and Biden got pooped on a bird. This was all over the mainstream news. Even though it was fake, the mainstream news pushed it the day after April 13th or the day before April 14th. So they show all of this in the simulacrum on purpose all at once. And I hope that makes sense. I don't know if that makes sense or not. It makes sense to me that back in the radio days, there would only be like a couple of channels. So it was easy to manipulate and mind control people through War of the Worlds, where they were showcasing a fake alien invasion and people believed it and went nuts. And then you got the television sets, which only had like 3 to 6 channels. But now there's so much different things you can tune into. And I'm glad y'all are tuning into all your Illuminati news. But for the simulation to work, they got to hit you on so many different levels, through advertisements, through soda brands, through commercials, through narratives in Hollywood films, and even the most effective programming, comedy, because comedy lowers your defense system. This is why you got like these Comedy Central shows that are super highly politically charged, because that's what it's all about at the end of the day. Now, the birds aren't real manipulation took place on May 1st. 60 Minutes did it on the Illuminati founding day. You'll see a lot of events take place on this date because it's Beltane. Beltane on the occult calendar wheel. And we're coming up on Samhain, which is Halloween, October 31st to November 1st. And that's when we saw takeoff of the Migos pass away and other types of rituals. Now, this PSYOP is connected to the David guy whose father's part of the FBI. I'm not even going to get too much into that, but it is pushed by 60 Minutes. I mean, that's how, if you get on these shows, like you get on these big shows, that's sketchy. That is sketchy as heck. It's not organic grassroots. So these mosquitoes are all over the narrative right now. And can we outsmart the world's deadliest animals, the mosquitoes, right before Bill Gates' Microsoft birthday, 1028, which lands on a hunter moon, a full moon? These major eclipses, these full moons, these are the two eclipses that we were talking about right in the beginning. Earth will experience 2 eclipses this month. A lot of these sacrifices go down during these eclipse and full moons, and we're coming up on one. I'll play a little clip of how this is pattern recognition. Founder was stabbed to death right before a full moon. We had that pink moon the day before the pink moon. He was stabbed to death. And you'll see that a lot of this happens with people connected to banking industries, or just in general, these ritual sacrifices go down on these full moons. FedNow, I'm fed up with it. FedNow is the Federal Reserve version of Cash App. And you can see they got the Ouroboros right here, the snake eating its tail that you see right here. It's the Federal Reserve version of Cash App. And that's what is happening now. It's the CBDCs, the warfare, which will be funded by both of the banking industries as they are consolidating power, just like they did while they were creating the Federal Reserve, JP Morgan and whatnot, consolidating power. All these big banks that are collapsing, just as bad as it was in 2008, collapse. There is the consolidation of power, and the only way to get rid of the $33 trillion dollar debt clock is CBDCs and warfare, which is going to skyrocket the prices of Lockheed Martin. Just like it was only like 20, 30 bucks for the stock back before 9/11 happened. And now it's over 400 bucks or something like that, because this is big business. And also, if you want to look at it through a collapse, the markets collapsed on Bill Gates's birthday on October 28th. That was Black Monday, which led into the Great Depression and led into World War II. which is all about paper. That's what it is. The banks fund both sides of the conflicts, and that is what we're seeing happening. It's just business. It's not personal. It's business, like the mafia says. Now, Call of Duty was released as well on Bill Gates' birthday, right here, Modern Warfare 2 with the 33. Look, you can see that 33. We look at the symbols here. 3-3 or an M&M, 33. It's 33, like $33 trillion debt clock. And a couple of days before this terrible, barbaric event happened at a rave in the Middle East, we had the release of the Assassin's Creed Mirage. There's something up with the video games because a lot of people play video games. Now, we just crushed through 1,000 people. Make sure you smash that like button. I'm going to remind everybody to smash the like button after we crash through the 1,000 people. So once we hit the 2,000, I'm going to ask again. But we are coming up on this full moon, which is the day of the stock market crash in 1929. Why can't I see it? Oh, right here. On the crash 1929, Black Monday, Bill Gates' birthday right here. This is all pattern recognition, just like all the 50s happening. 50th year of hip hop, the 50th state gets up in the flames, the 50th Yom Kippur War. And then this crazy event happens. It's the Jubilee, and The Exorcist is celebrating its 50th year. I'm looking out for 50 Cent. Y'all already know that. The Exorcist 50th anniversary, and The Exorcist put subliminal messages throughout their film. Subliminal images throughout the film. And right here, instances of subliminal messages. Ariana Grande does this as well. All these people use occult messaging. It could be occult sounds, like the text message alert that we got. Could be a 20 hertz frequency that you can't hear. And these frequencies can get people nauseous and sick. It can make people go crazy and want to riot. It can make, this is occult technology that is being implemented. And the subliminal messages is part of it that goes into the subconscious mind. And believe me, the elites understand your subconscious mind in psychology, in the id, in the superego, in the death drive, and how everybody has discontent for living in civilization. We want to litter. We don't want to shower. We want to hunt, and we want to do all this crazy stuff, but we're not allowed to through the superego. And I guess what happens, and don't quote me on this, but the superego, what happens with the death drive is that it goes internally, so we become mean to ourselves, and the elites know this, so they give us something to partake in, like a green agenda or a red pill agenda or a blue agenda or a rainbow agenda or whatever agenda. The elites will gladly give you that, the hippie movement, because they know you have malaise and discontent in your body from living in an unnatural environment, which is a lot of the civilization that we're into and all the Wi-Fi. I mean, think about that. The Wi-Fi, you can't see it. It's occult. It's hidden. And that's what occult means, is hidden. And that's what we're looking out for, is these occult rituals as we're coming up onto So Win. It's not Samhain. It's So Win. You can see it right here. So Win. And this takes place October 31st. This is Halloween. And it goes on to November 1st. This is when Takeoff, the rapper of the Migos, was assassinated. And there's just so much symbolism with his whole career connected to everything. I'm going to play a little clip real quick. Templars, there was 9 original Knight Templars, and 9 is the completion number. So 1 through 9. I said there's 9 original Knights Templars. 9 is the completion number because you always take out the 0. So 1 through 9, then it hits 10. So it like restarts or whatever. But song number 9 on Takeoff's last album was called 230. the completion number. He died. He was assassinated at 2:30. Nine is the completion number. That's why you got an Enneagram and all that. And the song is called 2:30. Well, that is exactly when he died. And you can just see the rituals through that. I mean, crazy. Connected to Cardi B, who is connected to Joe Biden, who's got balls on his chin. And I mean, it's crazy. So this is the occult calendar, Will. This is usually when these rituals go down. As you can see, it's the same thing as this right here. It's the same wheel. That is what that is. I wonder what else is on here. This is an old video. Yeah, and I was showing also that this Saturnalia event, everybody in this picture went through ritual. Oop, got a text message. Oh, I'm going to have to mute my phone so that I don't have it again. So, yeah. So, look out for So When coming up for ritual. As this, what is this? This title is called The Next Ritual is Approaching. For show. For show is. And rest in peace to Takeoff. I'm a big fan of their first album. And ICP, I'm a big fan of as well. And Violent J's girlfriend passed away as well on So When, and they'll be performing at a Masonic temple, which I think is interesting because Drake is wearing the Ringmaster, and this is part of the Ringmaster, and it's at the Masonic temple, which is very highlighted. So I'm looking out for that. I did a big decode on the Secret Society of Juggalos as the Netflix series, which is run by a Disney creator who did the Disney one, said that ICP was in control of world finance. As I'm looking out for these Illuminati banking rituals, in Shaggy 2 Dope released a track called Illuminati Don't Want Me, They Want My Cold Body. Coolio, a juggalo, came out talking about the Illuminati. He ended up dead. He has a hatchet man on his thing. So I think there's a connection to this, especially with The Office, as ICP was in The Office as well. This inside job show took place on November 18th. Yeah, it's just all these dates connected to rituals, especially with money. Shout out to Rice Crypto. He showed me that the Federal Reserve is even having a event on October 31st to November 1st. Federal Reserve Board announces minutes of the October 31st to November 1st meeting. They picked those 2 days because it is a ritualistic day. It's So When. October 31st to the 1st, right there. So When. Bitcoin, you can see it's kind of pumping right now, I think. I don't know. But the white paper was released on Halloween as well. And there's the October effect, where all these markets seem to crash during October as well, and crazy events happen. Especially, I think we've covered that quite a bit, but just all the ritualistic numbers, the debt clock, 33 trillion, the Dow's been at 33,000, all the 33, the King Kill rituals with 50 Cent. Yeah, so I'm gonna go to comments real quick, and then we'll go into the next section of events connected to the House of Usher and Usher. Crazy stuff, crazy stuff. I don't know if any of y'all seen this show, the Fall of the House of Usher. Tommy and Ani and myself, we did a decode over on the Patreon. So shout out to all the people supporting us over on our private channels, as we are demonetized pretty much everywhere. So this is a great way to support us. Plus you get extra content. And we got Pukey Pete, Horrible Home Video, up in the comments. What is up, Pukey? Who's my favorite artist? His art is absolutely fantastic. And And shout out to Matt Arrett. We just interviewed Matt Arrett, and I've been such a huge fan of Matt's since I was out in Hawaii, because he put together this documentary, or even before that, he's been uncovering the fake UFO PSYOP and other stuff. And he goes into the color revolution, which he says that he'll come back on and we'll do a breakdown of that. But I'm just so grateful that we got to do that podcast. I hope y'all liked that. I sure did. And he even did a video back in the day on Edgar Allan Poe, how they tried to tarnish his name. And Edgar Allan Poe had a mysterious death. And the day he died is October 7th, right here, October 7th. What happened on October 7th? We had that conflict in the Middle East go down on his death date, October 7th, as they're releasing the show House of Usher, which is about him. And Usher, at the exact same time, is being awarded with the keys to the city and will perform at the Super Bowl. As you can see, the Illuminati symbolism right here with the eyeball in the mask in the raven, because it's all going back to Edgar Allan Poe right now. And shout out to Brother Ani Asaru at the Spiritual Shade Room. We did this podcast over on Patreon, and he just brought up so much fabulous information that I want to share it with y'all. So credit out to Ani. But he was showing how the Super Bowl, you know, with all this Raven stuff, maybe the Ravens something to look out for. And the color coding of the Super Bowl is the Raven color. So it's like purple. As the last Super Bowl, it's the same color scheme of the groups that played. Now, I don't know anything about sports, but you can see the score is 3-2-2 in it. And the two teams that played against each other were the same color code. So it is priming as well. And this trophy is the keyhole. And Usher is going to be performing at the Super Bowl. Usher is the doorkeeper. That's the etymology of the word, the doorkeeper. And the portal that happened with these two eclipses on October 14th over the four corners. The four corners is portal symbolism. We've been breaking that down, how the four corners is portal symbolism all damn year. So if you're new to this channel, just go watch this video that we put up and it will show you all that. Because portals seem to be a huge ritual to the elite and the music industry. Because the day that music died, that plane crash that took place, they showed the portal symbolism before that. There's just so much keys, unlocking doors, occult stuff, Janus. I mean, it's just crazy. It's crazy. I don't know. Is this crazy? What do you think? You think it's crazy? Hit that like button if you think it's crazy. So Usher, the etymology of the word, this is how you figure out how the world works. It's through symbols, etymology, and it is doorkeeper. Usher is the doorkeeper as he gets the key to Las Vegas. I'm sure there's something up with that. The doorkeeper gets the key. I don't know. It just seems kind of weird, as you got the key master in Ghostbusters that does the sex magic. They had to do the sex magic ritual. And in Las Vegas, you can see the key right here. And right underneath it is Polaris. I wish I made this bigger. I'm going to make this bigger. And I know I've talked about this quite a bit, but for anybody that's new, this is absolutely crucial. So let me make this bigger. I got to like save the file and then add it on. Give me a second. Do, 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 do. Okay. So this is the key. And this, what, didn't this take place in October as well? The October surprises at the music festival and the rave, right? The raven, the rave in the Middle East. Now, here is the key. And this is Polaris right here, the eight-pointed star. I think I got some more pictures of that right here. So you got the eight-pointed star and the key. So here's like the Vatican, I think. They got the key and they got the eight-pointed star. You got Stargate. I mean, this symbolism is all over the place where they show the eight-pointed star and the key. Even in the hotel room that this took place in, you got the eight-pointed star on the pillow. Now, we broke that here first on the Donut Factory, the symbolism of the 32, because there's 32 pathways, and the occult like to invert everything and use stuff for satanic purposes, like Aleister Crowley. And you got the eight-pointed star here with the key. Now you can see that the key, the football trophy, or any of these trophies, fit in the keyhole. You can see that. So it's all this stuff. And then you got Mr. Tenneke, who I'm looking out for. He's got the key symbolism and the Kenef. Right here. And you see here, Ken Kenef, the Orphic egg. Then in the beginning of the year, Rihanna was portraying, she's the yolk in the egg with the snake on her head, the Orphic egg. And then she revealed that she was pregnant. And just like in that movie, Ghostbusters, where they're showing you, they're doing portals, symbolism using sex magic, just like Aleister Crowley, the Scientologist, L. Ron Hubbard. They're showing you the truth in these films. They're showing you the truth in these films. And I mean, shout out to Ani again. Ani Asaru, if you're not subscribed to that man's channel, I just learned so much over there right now. He showed that Mark Hamill, who's Luke Skywalker, in this House of Usher show, is straight connected to the occult, just like Dan Aykroyd, who created Ghostbusters, is heavily connected to the occult. That here, the day in hell, California caught on fire back in the day. His house didn't catch on fire. All these houses caught on fire, but Mark Hamill, who played Luke Skywalker and is like a main star in this new show, House of Usher, his house didn't burn down. And Aykroyd, last year, they had all this Ghostbusters ritual. Dan Aykroyd's brother, who was part of SNL, died at 66. You got the Tom Hanks historic 66 roadkill. You got the terrible event at Astroworld, Kris Jenner's 66th birthday party. They were dancing and celebrating as Astroworld was taking place. And here's Kourtney Kardashian. Coincidence, Joey posted this. You could see the Masonic symbol right there on her. And she's probably, that's probably Travis Barker. Travis Barker of the Blink 182 PSYOP. Today's not my birthday. Every time I go live, people say it's my birthday. It's not my birthday. I can see why Amish people are the way they are. I heard that Amish people have, like, they've done studies that they're the most happiest. Oh, Mark Hamill did Joker's voice in Batman cartoons. He also did Chucky's voice in the AI Chucky of Child's Play as well. You can pretend it's my birthday. It ain't my birthday, but I could, whatever. It's cool. So there's all this weird sex magic happening. Crazy, crazy stuff, man. Now, the fall of the House of Usher, they did this lemon speech in it. And it kind of reminded me of how we started this video with the birds pooping everywhere. And now it's the mosquitoes everywhere. In the fall of Usher, they're giving this lemon speech and how it's all about lemons. And that happened a while ago. You mean you got Lyrical Lemonade? First off, this is where a lot of new artists become famous, is through Lyrical Lemonade. And it kind of looks like the color coding of the Masonic symbol. Just pointing that out there. Got Beyonce Lemonade, Gucci Man Lemonade. And I looked up lemonade in gematria for once. I don't do gematria, but I looked up lemonade. And it got 69 in it and 33. And we've been covering that 69. Gucci Man was awarded with his own day in the ATL in Atlanta on 10/17. Brick Squad. OJ the Juice Man got the 32 Entertainment. So just people I'm looking out for. This was weird. I tried to write google.com and I just wrote goo.com. And Jack the Ripper pops up in South 32. And I don't know. I thought that was kind of weird. Like, what the heck? That was an accident. But I thought that was kind of Illuminati-esque. Ooh, speaking of Illuminati, let's talk about Pete Davidson. Pete Davidson recently on the Saturday Night Live programming, doing the shush, crashed the car into the Barbie house. This is when I believe he was cloned. And they were showing his butthole eyes, which is this black eye club that a lot of these celebrities join, but they're calling it butthole eyes, which is weird because the more you look into the occult, that they do these sadomic rituals through the butthole, which makes their eyes look like this. I know that sounds crazy, but no pun intending, that is what's been being uncovered. As I've been showing that his neck has the double cross of Lorraine, which is the Knights Templar logo. And I was like, oh, he's got an iron cross there, but his dad was part of the fire department. So, I mean, it's also the fire department logo. But I mean, even that says something, right? That all these symbols that are in society, they're a big deal. They're a big deal. They're what controls society. Now, he crashed into this house. Look, he looks totally different. Look at him here. This is when he crashed into the house. He didn't really crash into it hard. It was just like on the side. No big damage. And then a couple of days after it, they leveled the house. It's like they were getting rid of evidence. Like, why did he just drive into a house right after the Nickelodeon Choice Awards? And look at him here. I believe he was cloned. Does he look the same here? He looks different to me. I don't know. That's what I think. So with these, with all this crazy stuff going on in the show, the House of Usher, there's the Wizard of the Id. The Id goes into the subconscious mind and whatnot. The elites utilize this and they know that you're discontent in society. So they give you agendas you can join. You could join the green agenda. Like Andrew Tate said, he has 33 cars. So you can get mad at him and join the green agenda with Greta, or you can get mad at Greta for tweeting anti-octopus stuff. and join the red agenda. Like, you got the red pill agenda or you got the green agenda. Like, the elites give you these certain agendas. I'm all over the place, huh? Look at this. She tweets this octopus. Greta Thunberg deletes this trope that claims she was unaware that this octopus was a hate symbol. So she tweeted this with the octopus in October. All this stuff's going down in October. October. Octopus. Octopus got the eight. The eight different tentacles. I believe they're all connected to its own brain. And so does the tzitzits have the eight as well. Joe Biden's face falling off. Crazy. Crazy, crazy stuff. Yeah, I got a lot of, I just got so much stuff. I don't even know what to talk about. I just wanted to go live because I think usually I don't go live on Monday, and I wanted to break out of doing my own like routines every day and do something different. Right now I'm reading this book for Wicked Smart Volume 4 over on the Patreon on obedience in the Milgram program, how people just obey orders through authority figures. I'll play a clip of something like that. Where is that? Where is that? Oh, snap. Maybe I didn't upload it. That it's from Ecclesia. That's not it. To or the fashion industry. Here's. Oh, okay. Yeah, this is it right here. This is a part of robot programming. So this next edition of Wicked Smart Volume 4 is going to go into like obedience, how people are just obedient to authority. And when you're a child, you go through a stage where you are like F authority, and that's actually healthy. It's actually a healthy thing. The 23 summer collection for Balenciaga, they're in the mud. And now everybody is in the mud at Burning Man because it is a transmutation of lead to gold right here. That's that symbol. As you can see right here, it's the same type of symbol in the circle magnum opus of transmuting society from family values into the layer one programming of an animal. The layer one is the robot programming. It's the bottom layer that everyone is born with for survival. So this transmutation has been happening a long time, and these symbols are always used for good or for bad. That's the magnum opus. You could actually see this magnum opus most recently with the Squid Games. Since we're talking about octopuses, it's an alchemical transmutation of despair to hope. Here's the magnum opus. Here is the Royal Arch Masons. And here's the atomic bomb, the A-bomb, Manhattan Projects. It's all the same symbols as DARE. Now, DARE is using the same alchemical symbol. What they're doing is telling the kids to say no. At the children's most rebellious age. The most rebellious age for a child, if they're healthy, they're gonna be rebellious at the ages through 9 through 13. DARE. And that's when they come up into the school and tell you to say no. So you got the authority figure telling you to say no, and you're gonna, if you're healthy, rebel against that. And that's like when everybody, in my understanding of my own living life, started getting into smoking pot. It was right after DARE. It didn't do a damn thing.
Which is the authority figure tells the kids to say no. Well, the kids are going to want to rebel against the authority, so they're going to say yes if the authority's telling them to say no. this was the war on drugs, which didn't do good at all because there's a huge opioid epidemic. Saying no is a very masculine trait. Say no to tyranny. Dare happens in fifth.
So there's obedience to authority. I don't know what happened. Society's crazy. Society's crazy. And there's that's robot programming. I might post this onto YouTube. It's on my Patreon. I've shown a lot of clips of it already. But I think I might be posting this video next. It was just a really good video. I think I might post that video next. Let me know if you want me to post that video. I'll post it if I get enough people who want to see it. Because it's weird because a lot of the produced videos, they don't get as much love and views. So if y'all want to see it, I'll post it. I don't know. What do you think about that? I'd be looking at all these symbols. Oh, little baby going through a humiliation ritual right now. He's the goat. You can see him on the Axe body spray right here, portraying a god. A lot of people get mad when I talk about celebrities because they are idols. They're false idols, so people get mad. And look, he's promoting this toxic brand that just is like a bunch of chemicals that you're spraying on yourself. This commercial is wicked weird. And look, you got the you see the tree right here? That was the tree at the event in the Middle East. The flyer for the rave was the same symbol. But he is going through a humiliation ritual on Twitter. There's a ton of X-rated on X video footage of a guy that looks like this guy giving fellatio all over Twitter. I mean, that is crazy. It's just insane. So this is kind of unorganized. It's just a bunch of images I got. And I find this one super fascinating right here. The Octothorpe right here with Wu-Tang, 9 original members, the Brady Bunch. You got the 9 original Brady Bunch. You got the 9 original Knights Templars. This is the Octothorpe, the tic-tac-toe symbolism. And even Liquid Swords looks just like The Office season 9, the 9 episodes. Right there. It's like the exact same. I wonder if they're paying homage to Udong, the Udong clan, or if they're just following the symbolism of the elites. It's the same thing. Look, you got Dwight with the blade right here. He's got the blade. You got the checkerboard floor. You got the blood with Meredith and this person. I bet you there's like, I don't know if there's the same amount of people on there, but come on. Come on. Come on. Oh, check this out. Dinesh D'Souza, he tweeted this, that in 2019, that Goebbels used the progressive, look at this. This would Goebbels used the same like braids. Like the two braids. I mean, it looks similar. Children, notably Nordic white girls with braids and red cheeks, were often used as propaganda with Goebbels. That's crazy. But this octopus stuff is popping up everywhere as well. What else can I show? This is just all the stuff I'm looking at. There's a bunch of crazy stuff happening. Netflix is going to be coming out on this date, November 22nd, which is 33. It's the day that JFK was assassinated. And it was also the day the Federal Reserve met at Jekyll Island as well. So at the end of the day, what I'm trying to get at is we're looking at pattern recognition. We're looking at symbols over on this channel. And this is just what I'm looking at. This is all the stuff I'm looking at. So if you got anything out of this video, put your comments down below because we're all learning together here. And I kind of want to play a clip of the Secret Society of Juggalos. I think I'm going to be doing a live stream decode before Halloween on all the findings I found. But here's a clip of it that I made last month. In the book by Aleister Crowley, Moon Child, talking about the moon and the bunny, even on the cover of Moon Child, you can see right here is like a little bunny in the moon. There's the connection of the bunny and the moon. And the Moon Child, the plot involves a magical war between a group of white magicians and a group of black magicians. I'm connecting this to the Order of the Golden Dawn, which was created by Eminem's grandfather, most likely, Samuel Mathers, as Eminem is Marshall Mathers. And the black magicians would be more of the Insane Clown Posse, who they had this beef on the world stage, which would be more of the Aleister Crowley magicians connected to the Memphis Rite. Aleister Crowley got kicked out of the Golden Dawn. So I feel like the war between Eminem and ICP is the story of the Moon Child for these occult societies. I mean, there's Illuminati symbolism. Shaggy 2 Dope just released a song called Illuminati Don't Want Me, They Want My Cold Body. And Violent J released a song saying he's Beelzebub Illuminati. I'm Beelzebub, strong bad Illuminati. Here's Violent J hanging out with the Smashing Pumpkins guy. So yeah, it goes deep. We've been doing a lot of research on that topic. Whoop, whoop. Shout out to all the juggalos. Whoop, whoop. But yeah, they're coming up playing at the Masonic Temple. We're going to keep y'all updated. Make sure you smash that like button. Much love, everybody. Go support us over on the Patreon. That's the best way to support this channel. And if you don't want to do that, just give the video a likey-poo. A likey-poo is another great way to support the channel. Much love and God bless you.